Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petroselli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Green moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Jones moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters now pitching. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. one out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson bunts towards the mound. Lundborg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Ward moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jay Ritchie now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Jones reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and has Yastrzemski trapped. There's the throw to Ward, who throws to Hansen, who tags Yastrzemski for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Mantilla moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Petrocelli fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling pinch hits for Jay Ritchie. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner now pitching. Bob Tillman now catching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Skowron moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Green reaches second base with a double. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosger moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to third. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to second. Tony Horton pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosger tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, White Sox. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Tillman moves to third. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward bunts towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-4 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosger is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson bunts towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Skowron is walked intentionally. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward is hit by the pitch. Weiss moves to third. Skowron moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressude now playing shortstop. Dick Raditz now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a line drive towards first. Scourin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.